Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, is appealing to Vincentians to continue the use of face masks for their own safety and for the safety of others. He said persons must be vigilant and continue to wear a mask in public spaces.
The need for wearing masks in public places remains the same as was previous, which that's once you're in a public space that you must wear a mask. And this is important for us to keep in mind. Of course, we need to still be vigilant. I know people want to dispense of the mask. No, there's nothing here. There's no need for us to wear any mask. There's nothing happening in St. Vincent. Remember, too, also our positivity rate. We have to test people to know who's positive or not. If people are not turning up to be tested, then, you know, we have an issue. And I just want to make an appeal for persons who are, because we have to keep a close eye on what is happening in the country. So if you turn up to a health center, for instance, or you turn up to the hospital, it's very, very likely that a healthcare professional would ask for your consent to be tested for COVID-19, even if you have no symptoms at all. And this is one way for us to sort of keep a handle on things, to be able to see where things are going. Because the goal here is to early detect any COVID-19 activity within the country. If we're able to detect early, we could intervene early. And if we intervene early, we could stop the spread. So if you go to any health center, please, if you're asked to, you know, to offer yourself for testing for COVID-19, please, we ask you to comply, because this is going to help not just us, but it's also going to help you and your relatives and the population at large.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, people who flaunt the COVID-19 directives in Barbados, especially those who refuse to wear masks in public spaces, may soon be dealt with by way of a ticketing system. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 30,567. Internationally, a World Health Organization report said the number of coronavirus cases reported globally has dropped for a second consecutive week, and confirmed COVID-19 deaths also fell last week. In its latest pandemic report, the WHO said 9 million cases were reported, a 16% weekly decline, and more than 26,000 new deaths from COVID-19. The UN Health Agency confirmed coronavirus infections were down in all regions of the world. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.